Welcome to the Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. 2 Corinthians 10 says, "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." My Bible literally falls open to the page containing this life preserver that I've clung to more sleepless nights than I can count. The weapons we fight with have divine power. As women and leaders, we can become desperate for weapons effective in tearing down the strongholds this culture would inflict upon our churches and families and those we minister to. Attacks against faith, relationship, and peace. With wave after wave crashing down on us, we must have a weapon, a life preserver, to take hold of, to help us with the onslaught of the enemy. I can remember a vivid time in the morning I spent with the Father once, and there was nothing pretty about it. For hours, I was face down, sobbing and bargaining with Him. I begged Him to change things with one of my children. I repented of every sin and shortcoming I could recall. I promised to do anything He asked of me. I whispered and shouted. I cried and I prayed. And when I had soaked tears through my rug and my entire being was completely exhausted, I listened. He whispered in His all too familiar fashion to my heart, "This is not about you having control. You're not in control of your children, and any thought to the contrary is a mirage. I am also not interested in your begging and empty promises. This is about my promises and your willingness to have enough faith to believe them." It was then that I began to realize that my only course of action that would have any impact was that I lay down my own thoughts and I pray. Now when I pray and when I trust Him, He calms the storms and He makes the winds and the waves still. I needed only to believe in the power and restoration which He promised. He calms my storm. He stills the waves. This is for the countless lives around me being attacked by the enemy. He knows their storm. He stills their waves too. When I relate to the Father in the way I'm intended to, He's able to work through me to minister to those around me. It isn't my battle to win. It's my battle to fight with the weapons He's placed in my hands, His Word. He will win the war. I need only to stand and believe. Fighting against the culture can seem helpless and overwhelming. However, when we team up, build up, and lift up each other with God's Word, there is divine power. Power to stand, power to drop to our knees, and the power to lead other women into His loving arms for healing and restoration so He can demolish strongholds, arguments, and pretenses.